We need to have a resolution to approve somebody as president pro tem for the election of the president. So I need someone to nominate somebody.
Linda, I nominate Linda.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy. Roar.
Yay.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Hi, thank you. We're going to move and call to order at 6:01 p.m. by Linda. And roll call for the call to order, please.
Good.
Yeah.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes. Please stand and join me for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is located behind you. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Our first order of business today, ladies and gentlemen, is nominations for president. Do we have any nominations for president?
I'd like to nominate Dr. Gibb for president.
Thank you. Any other ones?
I have a nomination, but before I make that nomination, I would just like to say to Linda, who served as our president the last 12 months, that one of the key roles of a president is to manage our meetings in an orderly fashion. And I want to thank you because I think you served the district well doing that.
Thank you.
So, and saying that, I also am going to switch because I think that there should be that opportunity for all board members to if they so choose to be the board president, have that opportunity made available to them. And so for the coming year, since I feel that you did a great role as our president and TJ DeAngelis supported us as our vice president, I would like to nominate TJ DeAngelis as our president for 2019.
Thank you. Any other ones, ladies and gentlemen? This time I make a motion to close nominations. I need a second.
Here.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Maggie.
Yeah.
We're closing the nominations for president.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Fenn.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Now, do you do the election poll?
Okay. So I will call the board member's name and they will indicate who they are voting for of the nominations, being Dr. Good or Mr. DeAngelis. Fenn.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Good.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Nagy. Roar.
Mr. DeAngelis.
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 Therefore, as President Pro Tem, I'm declaring that TJ DeAngelis is the person with the majority elected president, and I now get to turn the meeting over to him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Section 5 and nominations for vice presidents. Do I have any nominations?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Bernadette Rohr.
I'd nominate Dr. Goodman, please.
Any others? Okay, I need a motion to close.
I move.
Second.
Here.
So to close, Rohr?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Fenn?
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Nagy?
Yes.
Again, I will call out the person's name, board member to indicate their vote for either Rohr or Good for vice president. Fenn?
Mrs. Rohr?
Good.
Mrs. Rohr?
Nagy.
Good.
Rohr.
Rohr.
DeAngelis.
Rohr. Mrs. Rohr is declared the vice president. Now we'll move into section 6, adoption of the agenda. Anybody have any questions, additions, or amendments to the agenda?
I do not.
And we just do a voice call. All those in favor?
Rohr.
Yes.
Nagy.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the December 10th board meeting?
So, second.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Nagy.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes.
Moving into superintendent's report. Todd, you're up.
Okay. Mrs. Ollinger and Mrs. Hughes have some students here that would like to make a presentation. January is Board Appreciation Month for board members and the work that they do. And so they had kids prepare to present to the board members tonight, just to kind of keep in mind, we're here about kids. And so they prepared tonight for what they're going to say, and they've actually prepared some things for each board member too.
Rosie, we're going to start with you, okay?
School board members decide the PTO what is going to happen. Decides tough, decide what kindness club is going to do. We appreciate all the decisions you have to make to support our teachers.
Okay. We appreciate each board member because we know you have a hard job. School board members work to keep kids safe, set up things like fundraisers, and help provide food for kids who need it. Thank you for always considering our safety and taking care of our students.
Thank you for being a school member and taking the time to meet on Monday nights. School board members have to talk with parents and teachers and discuss what state tests we have to take. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our teachers and parents in the community to make our schools great.
Hello, my name is Wyatt Rudenbaugh. Thank you, school board members, for taking the time to care for our students. We know that you make decisions on money, the cost of things, the trumpet cards, and our budgets. We appreciate the money you put into our schools.
You got was a quarterly report for the Business Advisory Council. For those who don't know what the Business Advisory Council are in our audience, by law, we have to put together, we join the ESC or we have our own Business Advisory Council. And what it is an opportunity to create partnerships for those students that are more career ready than college ready. Hence, for example, I have a son that's graduated from University of Akron, and I have one that went straight from high school and works at Timken Steel. He wanted to work with his hands. He loves that job. It is a well-paying, good job. And there's a skill set that they look for those people to come in. So we try to develop partnerships with these companies through this business advisory. Ours is located with the Tri-County ESC. The report you got there is kind of the things that you get back from them. I represent, if anybody would like to jump up and take my place, I'll continue to do it next year. The meetings are pretty good. Sometimes I've been in different factories and kind of look into skill sets they look for. We come back with this, the same skill sets year after year. I need somebody with a driver's license. I need somebody that can problem solve. I need somebody that's drug-free. I need somebody that can show up on time, dressed in the manner I want them to be dressed on a daily basis. And from there, they all have major training programs, as crazy as it sounds, even from a non-destructive technician with alloys, which I have no idea what that person does. They start training the day you walk in there. Their training is 3 weeks long. You have to pass tests before you're left alone, those types of things. And so it's a good field. It's an opportunity for schools to connect with, in partnership with businesses. They don't sit there and say they need algebra 7 and this type of geometry and that. I mean, they talk more about the person that comes into their business and what they're looking for. And so it's unique. It's fun to serve on it. That's just a quick update. We're mandated to be part of one. Some of the bigger schools have their own within their school district. We joined the ESC like most of the Wayne County schools did. So with that. The other one on my agenda, the whirlwind. I was busy preparing for a baseball softball complex in Baltimore, Ohio. My son, as I said, worked at Timken Steel. My parents live up here. My father-in-law lives up here. So an opportunity to come back north appealed to me. I enjoy smaller districts and everything it brings it. And so I was lucky enough to be chosen by this board to come back. And one of the first things that you asked me to do was audit a handful of things. We talked about an instructional audit. We talked about a personnel audit. But your number one thing was a facility audit. Take a look at our facilities with our sizes. And I've been in different school districts. I've had an idea, and I can bring a perspective maybe that's different from what you've heard in the past. So I did that. Went through that, did a lot of studying. Dr. Good and Mr. Nagy and I got a chance to go down and actually talk to sports construction people about facilities down here and our athletic facilities. And so the conclusion, kind of in a nutshell with this, we need to align our athletic facilities. We seem to be hit and miss. We address things as they come up as a dire need instead of having a plan for facilities to move forward with that. One of the first things I looked at was our football field, and one of the things that I had to do with that, when I say football field, I should say the stadium and the competition field. Both my sons played soccer. Noticing the transition piece out there, soccer field being wider than a football field, you're running into drainage issues, not on the track, the crown of the field's not in the center. We had muddy play where we had to go out, and we were literally making phone calls, the athletic director and myself, to other places to get our kids to go play on a field. Our home game, and we're traveling. So I took a hard look at that. I think we should take immediate measures to provide a safe and proper playing environment for those kids. And what I'll say is artificial turf will allow our band to have their own competitions and be on that field anytime that they need to. We don't have to worry about too much mud, too much rain. Both of our soccer teams, our varsity football, our JV football, our middle school football, and then we get into the youth sports. That field can be run on 24/7. You can't do that on grass. We explored, Dr. Good and Mr. Nagy and I, talking to turf companies as to what the cost would be. Okay, so the cost is $1 million, give or take. You have potentials of in-kind donations. You have a potential, if it's a good year for construction where they don't have a lot of business, their bids come down. I think we need to step up, honestly, as a board, as superintendents, and as a school district, to put a field down there. Something, and make that the number one priority in our list. And when I say priority, we move forward. Direct me to put together a request for proposals. I will work with an attorney and other construction groups and put that together. I will work directly with Mrs. Cook, who has way too much on her plate moving in such a late time to try to do that, yes, but we can sit down and talk to other people and get an idea is exactly what our cost would be and where the district is. What can we pay for up front? What can we expect to get with money left over construction from the senior high school? What can we expect to get from fundraising? What can we expect to get from sponsorship that comes along with those things, and move forward with a plan that we can have proposals coming to the board at the end of February, and we can pick in March and move forward and play on an artificial turf surface and have a deadline of August 14th. Aggressive, absolutely doable. We turn around a turf field in 80 days, depending on weather, and depending on how fast we get on somebody's list. The longer we wait for the list, the longer we get pushed back on that piece, so we can get out and get in front of it. On that field during the fall sports season, knowing that soccer players want to play on top of the ground, football players like to dig into it. It's a different type of field and competition. There are different turfs that are out there, but I would have worried for my own kid to be on that mud after a Friday night football game with some of the weather that we had. And it's nothing against football. Loved it, played it. But we dig into the ground, we cut, we tear up. Soccer wants to play on top and have a ball that's rolling. And so I wanted to do it like that. And as I said, it's a number one priority, because I also see a need with tennis courts. I see a need in the near future with track. I see a need with our wrestling program. I see a need with the demolition of the softball field, and there's no building to go to. Mr. Conyers and Mr. Gallatin are talking to the church. If we would have inclement weather pop up quickly, we have no building to put somebody in for safety out there at a current softball field. I mean, these are all things that need to be addressed. I know we don't have the money to fix them all tomorrow. I think we need to put together a plan and move forward with that. And I'd like to get started. I'd like to get started with that plan. I know there's a lot of details that need to be answered, but I believe I can put a request for proposal together for this board for the January 28th work session with our board attorney and with other contractors, and get something put together for everybody to review. Financially, the district is okay. We're sound. I mean, we don't have a check for $1 million to write today, but I also don't know what kind of in-kind things we can do. I've been approached by a couple of individuals in the town that would like to get moving, and what they'd like to hear that there's board support, and this is, and they're going to move forward with it also. There's a January 31st deadline with the NFL for a grant for playing competition. There's also competition fields in within the Soccer Association that you can apply for grants and bring forward, and we could start the process. We could have money right from the start. You have to apply. There are deadlines. I will work with these people to make sure we meet the 31st deadline with the NFL. They did not have a date for me for the soccer ones, but we were going to look into that piece also and look and see between all those mechanisms, can we put it together? And if we fall short or come up in a place where there's a gap, do we have to go to the bank and borrow? And that's what we have to do, and allow the fundraising to catch up to it. I do believe there will be support based on some of the individual conversations that I've had with people, and the potential of some sponsorship stuff is out there. I always hold my breath that there's a $1 million person out there. I doubt it, but you never know, somebody may get froggy and want to put their name on something. So I will come back with, this community and this school district has a very proud and strong alumni, and when I've done this in other districts, that alumni has pushed the facility through. They have stepped up to the plate in a bigger way when they knew they had a target and what they had to go. People started to step up to the plate with that. But they need that initial commitment from the board saying, this is something we need to do. I know we've talked individually. We've had some conversations out at the fields. I've sat there with different board members at the fields. Questions I could possibly answer in a very broad sense at this point in time, other than the directive to tell me to forget it, wait till next year, or tell me to move forward.
Mr.
Mr. Superintendent. So from my perspective, a question you might share, just to clarify. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and I definitely am thrilled that you've addressed one of our concerns. And to this point, I can support the effort that you're putting in front of us. Do you envision this to be an effort that will involve any community committees or any kind of support? Who's going to be your group for bouncing ideas other than the five of us and Molly?
I think it'll be several different committees. And when I say this, I mean, doing this when we put together, let's say we started baseball, softball. Let's say that was our number one thing.
Okay.
The majority of the parents are involved in the baseball, softball piece. We'll be pushing it because, you know, if their kids are involved in that, then their youth groups is usually the biggest piece because their kids will be coming up through. Then as we move, let's say, indoors, and we look, and let's say basketball, wrestling, and volleyball, and that type of thing. And one of the issues that we have at the current junior senior high building, no locker rooms. So like tonight, we have wrestling going on down there. I have a middle school game going on there. This couldn't happen at the high school. It couldn't happen at the high school. I don't have the locker rooms. I don't have the parking lot space. It's all in the same hallway within the same vicinity that you have to go by. We'd have to manage all that to come through. It's a very tough thing to do. So as we look at these things, I think we should target what we're doing. And I think as the committees go, we'll find different committees to be part of it, whether it be grants, whether it be working with the youth in terms of fundraising. In that essence, there's always a good brick sale, but bricks bring in $10,000 for talking $1 million project. You know, you need your $100,000 club, and you know, and that type of area moving into the major sponsors and that piece. So I see several different committees kind of reporting back to, I would say, a core committee, which needs to have a board member or two, which needs to have a community members plus the treasurer and myself on that committee. But I could see them continue to go. There's going to be experts out there in moving dirt. I'm not an expert in moving dirt. I like playing in it when I was a kid, but I'm not a dirt mover. So you need somebody that understands the excavating, the drainage, and that piece that comes in. And that's an expertise that we can tap into in that committee, which saves us time and helps us move along through the process. When somebody says, okay, here's what I'll do, we can get that, no, good idea, or thumbs up, that's a great idea. And you can start moving at. And so as the fundraising goes and as the funding comes in, you can continue to get another group up and moving forward in terms of softball fields, tennis courts, the wrestling room, locker rooms, whether out at the stadium, here, and at the junior senior high school, the ability to have multiple events going on at the same time.
Terrific. I'm happy to hear we're open to the expertise within our community.
Does the board need to say we'll pledge X amount of money towards the project?
I think it's very difficult to do right now. Like that, I mean,
you got to go through the RFP.
We got to go through the RFP and go through that. I would say our research, Maggie and Dr. Good, correct me if I'm wrong, we were right around the $1 million range, depending on how the drainage went, what we did with the base. If the base of the track was good, we got a good report back. When we met out there with the track expert, he thought the base was good. It will need replaced, but he thought that we could repair the track properly this time around, and with the polyurethane fill, and we could get another 5 years on the track, which saves $500,000 right there. But the base will need to be done. He was hopeful with the drainage that was out there, but that's still going to be a combination of that contractor meeting with the village and seeing how that water drains and going through that process and where it's going to go. The unique thing about turf, though it sounds crazy, but it's true, it actually drains slower than wet ground. Once it's saturated, it just keeps flowing through, and I always give a sponge. As the sponge is wet and you pour water on it, the water comes through the bottom of the sponge, it can't take anymore. With turf, a little bit different because you're running it down, what I'll say, drainage. You can turn it and bring it back another way. You could actually drop it to this level, have a tank until it fills up the tank on the other side, and then runs off, so you can actually slow the water down and determine how much water you're putting back in, which is, I know, the village has to know that, you know, in their storm sewer system. So, you know, that'll be part of it also.
Any other questions?
What's needed from the board to move forward?
I think I think everybody's on board. We've talked about this for a long time.
Yeah, go.
So I would say move forward with the RFP. Are there people in the RFP today that are part of the fundraising?
We good Friday morning?
What's that?
Are we good Friday morning again?
Sure.
We'll start getting people together. I'll put something on the website. Ms. Martin, we've met and had conversations. I'll put something on the website and start putting things together in terms of getting information out. We will blast it. Chief back here is my social media guru. We will blast this as much as we possibly plan to get out there and get a core committee together and start moving forward. I know each of you expressed your areas of strength, you know, and where they are and being part of the committees, and so I will tap you as those committees start to get together. But getting the core group and going back through the NFL grant and trying to get the first $50,000 on the 31st, we'll start right away with that piece.
Yeah. Are you leading fundraising now?
I don't know what I'm leading, but just so getting some people up together for a committee.
Okay.
Like so we have met, yeah.
All right, so move forward, Todd. Exciting stuff. We're moving into public participation.
No, wait. No, wait. Oh, 8.4. I have one more.
8.4, I'm sorry.
I put in your packet for a first reading, the resolution. Mr. Drew Conyers is going to return to the teaching field. Our athletic director is a supplemental contract at this point in time. What I put in front of you is to take a look at administrative job description and make them a full-time athletic director and assistant principal. What I'll say with this is handling some of the lower level, low-hanging fruit, ankle-biting discipline, so to speak, tardies, late to class, late to school, talking in class, what have you. Right now they're kind of bogging down our high school administrators who would like to spend more time leading the instruction, getting out in the hallways, and being there. So moving that position into there. So I put together and drafted a job description as to what it would look like, a requirement. I didn't put any days or salaries on that, but more of the talk as to what it would look like and give you a chance to read through that, and we can have that discussion as we continue on.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Now moving into public participation. Remember that we conduct our meetings in an orderly and efficient manner. We do allot a couple minutes for each person to speak. I don't know if we allotted enough time for everybody in the room to speak. But please remember, speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to the individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. Please state your name.
My name is Joanne Poor. I have two issues that I just want to bring to the board's attention. In the summer of 2017, that we worked very hard to get a renewal of our income tax. And to do that, we asked the community what their priorities were. One of them were sports field. I think that's awesome that you guys are looking into that. A second thing was members of the community really felt it was important that we somehow broadcast board meetings. And we looked into it at the time, and we knew we had the technology to do it, but we gave Mr. Linder, a couple months to look at what we needed to do. And by October, he had the information for us, was ready to, you know, this is what we needed to do. I think if you recorded it and posted it at the website, that would be what I would prefer to do so I could watch it at my leisure. But aside from that, we as outgoing board members thought it would be fair to the new board members to let it be up to you how you were going to communicate the board meeting, the video of the board meetings to the public. But it's been a year now, and I haven't seen it posted anywhere yet. So I'm wondering how soon we can expect that. I don't expect an answer right now. But I hope you to just bring it to your attention again that the community said that was an important thing for them. Linda, I know that you thought it was very important also. Mm-hmm. Second thing, and this has just come to my attention in the last week, because we passed the renewal of the income tax a year and a few months ago, I was surprised to hear that we're cutting back on academic field trips. I see no reason why that should be a necessity at this point, and yet I've talked to a few teachers that said that their field trips were not granted. So again, I don't know that the board knows that. I just ask you to look into it. And we, not that we have an extreme amount of money, but we do have good operating money security right now. And I can't understand why an academic field trip would be denied for the cost of a driver or whatever. Thank you.
You want to give us your cell phone and talk and follow up with you?
I'll give it to you privately.
Perfect.
Anybody else? State your name.
Oh, Charlene Moyer. I just have a few thoughts I'd like to share. My family has resided in Chippewa Township for the past 15 years. We have three children that currently attend the Chippewa local schools. All three of my children are involved in school sports, indoor and outdoor, in all seasons. We try to instill a sense of pride in our children for their team, their school, their community, etc. We, along with many other parents, have been very active in the schools. We have donated a lot of time and money to our teams and the schools over the years in order to keep successful programs. We have volunteered time to develop and run a youth basketball program because we didn't have one. We have purchased athletic equipment that our schools couldn't or wouldn't provide. Spent time mowing fields so the kids could practice or lining the fields so they were playable for games. We've run clocks at the football and basketball games, ran events at track meets. We've worked concession stands and multiple events as well and organized fundraising events for our athletic teams. We want our kids to have a positive experience throughout their school years, whether it's in the classroom or on the field or court. In a small community like Doylestown, athletics have a big role. There are not many other social groups or events for our kids to be involved in. In fact, many of our students here are involved in different sports every season. We have sat at countless board meetings over the years to have board members laugh off our concerns about our athletic programs and facilities, to be told that if our 1% tax didn't pass, athletics would be the first to be cut. We'd have to go to a pay-to-play program. At the meetings, there were even side discussions between the superintendent and board members that some of the athletic programs would just be eliminated by attrition. Instead of all the negativity, we should have had support from them and foresight to see how to improve our athletic facilities and programs. We want to make Chippewa a place where people want to come to watch sporting events or participate in tournaments. The revenue opportunities are endless if we have facilities to utilize and administrative support. Athletics teach our kids to be successful. The children learn about teamwork, leadership, and sportsmanship. They learn to work together to accomplish a task, and they learn from their mistakes made along the way. Sports teach vital life skills such as discipline, motivation, commitment, and cooperation. Engaging in sports can also boost self-confidence and improve performance in the classroom. The memorization, repetition, and learning required for athletics are skill sets that are also relevant to schoolwork. These things are all in addition to the general health and wellness benefits that sports provide. We need to hire and retain coaches that have the best interest of our children in mind, coaches that understand our kids and our community, and ones that will stand by our programs and guide our children down the road to success. We as parents, school, and community need to provide the athletes and the coaches the necessary tools to be successful. We need to improve our facilities and at the very least provide our children a safe place to play. We want Chippewa to be a school and Doylestown to be a community that others want to come to, not a place that our kids can't wait to leave. We need support from our school board so that our facilities can be a place where kids, athletics, and community can all come together. Thank you.
I think you have that support, and I hear you. My kid goes to school in a trailer, so we're working on it. If you're fundraising, though, I don't know how much we make as a board member. I'll donate the first check to the cause.
Thank you.
Anybody else for public participation? State your name.
Steve Burton. You know, Todd, I addressed the wrestling, you know, as being part of an issue. And, you know, I started wrestling in third grade in the multi-purpose room. You know, I wrestled all the way through high school, came back and coached here. And one of the things that we've always lacked was a dedicated wrestling room. You know, we had the multi-purpose room. We'd get kicked out of there for plays, play practices, have to go to other schools. The schools we went to had wrestling rooms where they could have people come practice all the time. You know, I just walked down to the wrestling room now and saw that for the first time. To me, that's offensive. I mean, you've got loose padding on brick walls, and we're supposed to say this is going to protect kids. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. If anyone's watched wrestling matches, it can be a violent sport. So I don't feel that safe down there. You know, I know there's a room down in the new high school that I saw when I was down there for the chip invite. You know, I think we need to explore that as a wrestling room. I've heard different rumors of problems. I think we need a bolted item list of what those are and how to address them. If it takes manufacturing, some construction stuff. I know there's plenty of people in this community that have supported wrestling, you know, for 30 years here that would put time and effort into that. You know, so I think that's something you really need to take a look at. You know, and Dan McAnallen in late 90s had private funding to build a wrestling room off the back of the MP room there and was denied because the school couldn't find another use for it. My sophomore year, 2004-05, the school told us if we cleaned out the old wood shop, we could make that our wrestling room. So parents came up here, we came up here, cleaned it, spent our own money, parents spent our own money, cleaned it all out, and then a year later the school took it from us, said it needs it for a classroom, and then we were out of another room. And, you know, honestly, I think that's going to happen to these guys, that old weight room. I think next year there's going to be a reason it's going to be a classroom, and now they're going to be left looking for somewhere else to practice. You know, Todd mentioned manufacturers looking for disciplined employees. To me, wrestlers are the most disciplined people there are. It's the most disciplined sport. To ask someone to lose weight and maintain a weight every week for 4 months, takes a lot of dedication. And that rolls right into the workforce. You know, I wouldn't be the person I am right now if it wasn't for the coaches that I had going through wrestling. So I'd like to see wrestling get the same look as every other sport. You know, I know the football field's been redone, the track's been redone, the field house has all been redone. Also, just what I can remember, and wrestling has never gotten any attention. The most we got was our wrestling mat, and that's because we, at one point, the chip invite was a two-day tournament with 32 teams here. You know, it used to have multiple state champs wrestling at one time. If you were to win the chip invite, you were pretty well known in the state. St. Pierre Chanel, St. Vincent, St. Mary, Perry, you name it, those schools were here. You know, we don't have that anymore. And, you know, I'd like to see wrestling get back to that level, that kind of respect around the community.
Steve, thank you. Definitely like your passion. Some of the things I see there, sometimes we're fighting and chippewas are our own worst enemy. So you hang around after the meeting, Todd will follow up with you and give me your cell phone if you got to go.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Betty Bagnell. You guys have addressed the concerns of the football field, but what about the field house or the equipment that's sitting out behind the new school that the touchdown club paid for and now has no room to store it? Is that going to be addressed with all of the turf for the field? Great. Appreciate it. All the sports. I just want to take into consideration the field house that can't have the weight teams come in there. They go outside because of the sewer drainage in there. And then all this equipment the touchdown club spent thousands of dollars on and have no place to store it because it's sitting out there getting rusted. And I just want to make sure that was going to be part of the stuff getting addressed to fix that.
Facilities need a lot of work to do. We're looking at all options.
I didn't get a name.
Betty Paglia.
Spell the last name, Betty. Sorry.
Paglia.
Betty, if you get time, remember. Anybody else?
My name is Nick Eagler.
What's your name?
Nick Eagler. You guys seem to be all on board with starting $1 million to $1.2 million or just under $1 million to replace the football field. And when other people bring up other sports, it seems to me it's just kind of, okay, we'll think about it. Have you guys thought of other ways to maybe fix the drainage and the mud issue that won't spend that much? You were talking great about drainage. You can do drainage and keep a field dry without putting turf on. If you you take the price of the turf off your million, whatever, I mean, that's going to bring a lot of money down. If you're all for raising that much money to fix that, you can raise that much, do your drainage, fix the field, and use the rest of it throughout all the other sports. I think $1 million to fix a football field on a track is a lot of money. I think if there's other ways to bring that price down, it could be good to be able to split the rest of that money up with more sports instead of fixing one sport and then take another 5 years to fix another.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have a number?
Yeah, I'll get it to you later.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to speak. Tracy Lambden. I'll try to keep it short, but if I get too long-winded, let me know. I'll stop. Because I have a passion for wrestling. There's no doubt about it. I'm an educator as well, and I see the advantages of sports. I just want to thank Mr. Osborne. He did speak with me and was very good about getting back with me and that professionalism. So I know we hear some complaints, but I will tell you, we're speaking to Mr. Osborne. The conversation did go well, better than the Saturday I had at the tournament when I spoke, because I was actually quite upset. I brought my children. I live outside the district. I bring my children here to Chippewa when the levees didn't pass, because I believe in this community. My child is Northwest. We live in Northwest, about 1,000 yards. Okay, we're just right off the street. But I find this community valuable. I love the passion that these people that you see, and I've asked these people to come to support the wrestling, because I have a 4-year-old that is coming every day and loving it. And enjoying it. I have kids that get in trouble at school a little bit, in the elementary or the middle school, we hammer them because that's a reflection of our program and this community. So we try to support our administrators as well. The issue is it's not coming back to us, to be honest with you. When this levy passed, there was a lot of things told, and Betsy Pettit was telling us, she was part of the committees that went around and said this room here would be a wrestling room, and we were excited about that, and we thought, okay, finally we get something. And then we look at how the past board designed a building that has expansion issues, is what I was told. Building that has a facility that's used only a couple times a year, when we have gyms that is used constantly, almost to the point where you have a junior, senior high school where the junior high can't even play in their own gym. Which is atrocity and an equality issue, if you ask me, because they have every right as a basketball player, that's not my wrestler, to be able to play in that gym just like they're playing in here. And why aren't our junior high kids owning their gym? Because it's a junior, senior high facility. And right now it's a senior high facility that junior high just houses during the day. To me, that's upsetting more than my wrestling, because I care about all kids, just who I am. Last spring, we were told we'd be moved out of the MP room. We supported that decision by the administration. We get it. I don't like it, honestly. The MP room is great. But as an educator, I agreed with it, and I supported it. She needed that, and I agree with that. We were then told by the administration at the high school that the art room and the back weight room would be a possibility to use. And we were like, all right. We'll save our money as a booster club. I'm treasurer of the booster club. We'll save money. We'll support that. Then it came down to, well, we're not going to get the weight room. We're going to get the small room. And then we start putting mats in it, and it just doesn't work, even for the high school and junior high. Right now, you have junior high and high school practicing together and barely fitting. We have 40 kids approximately that are pre-K all the way to third grade. That are wrestling 3 times a week, Sundays, doing Saturdays, and showing off to the other communities how well we are. Our all-star kids, our little kids, we go there and we're rocking Perry kids. Are we not, parents? It is awesome. We're starting to beat some of the community's elite. So we are on the right path. But then we have a safety issue. I hear kids talk about safety here. I heard a parent talk about safety here. We didn't have even wall mats on that. And we knew this in June. And I know how POs go, and I know how things go. No one here administratively had the foresight and say, where's our plan? And then when they bought those pads, and I encourage you to go down there, the pads they bought, I wouldn't even put for a basketball. They were just as hard as the concrete. And I did invite our superintendent, we are going to be on those facilities, But I think this board needs to look down there and see what you're providing. And there's little kids down there right now wrestling that you can see that your future, our community future. People are going to take care of us when we get old, at least I hope. Okay? But I hear words, and I've been here for a few years. And then I find out that we had a private donor and a school board, I know it wasn't the school board, but said no because it was only for a wrestling room, even though it didn't cost the district at all. This board, unfortunately not represented by you, said no. The board before you built a junior-senior high facility that's inadequate for this community and is inequitable. And as a board, I think you can agree with me when you actually go there and look. What I'd like to do is, I told Mr. Osborne this, I'd like to move forward, but we need forward with not just promises, but actions. We need administration that supports this wrestling team, the basketball team, et cetera. As a board member, we've already talked to our parents and said, we have to help this district out raise funds. We're willing to help raise funds so we can have an adequate wrestling room. We have no problem with that. We actually told the administration last year that we saved money up. We didn't spend money that we could have on the kids. We said, look, this is better for a legacy, not just 1 or 2 years. And we have funds in our account right now ready to go to support the wrestling team. But as a treasurer and the rest of the board, and we have a couple here, we're not going to spend a dime out of our money until we know we have the support of the school board. We had over 3,000 kids and community members outside Chippewa in the youth wrestling tournament, the middle school wrestling tournament, and the high school wrestling tournament. We do one fundraiser with our team, and it pays for everything that we do for a year, plus some. We've been saving up that. We have great parents here. I think this school board needs to know the seriousness of what's happening, safety-wise and equality-wise, because it is an issue. I think the distrust, because I don't vote here. I bring my kids, and I love it. I absolutely love it. That's why I'm passionate. I still wear blue, and it is what it is. But this board needs to take it serious, and I don't think it has before. And the voters that I talk to, my parents, I don't think they're ready to raise $1 million when there's been so many mistrust and misguided intentions upon what has happened with the funds raised and how have they been spent. And how few people can use one area of the high school, and how so many kids can't use an athletic facility because it was planned very minimally. And to be honest with you, my high school, built in 1961, has better locker rooms than a brand new building. You have a weight room that's smaller than the weight room here. Said yes to that as a school board. That's the accountability piece. Which of the school board members said this plan is a great plan? Because when it comes to equality and the trust of the public, you've lost it. And I take that word very serious because I'm an educator and I've got to answer to parents all the time. Unfortunately, that doesn't go so well. But it's time to answer the question, is who approved the facilities that are inadequate and inequality for all students, the basketball teams? It's a shame. I do notice, to even recognize what these kids can't even play on their own court. You even see, I mean, they have a brand new building, $26, $25 million. But I want to stop my time because I do see the time. But it's serious. We want a partnership, but we want something backing what's going to happen. We want a plan that says, this is what we need to do. Here's the money that needs to be raised, and we'll help support that. But it can't be taught. And that's what we've been getting, and it's never been a straight message from the administration until Mr. Osborne died.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the treasurer's report.
November financial statements are as posted. We did actually close December today, so we passed the deadline. So we didn't get the reports. They will be in next week's report, but December is closed. And so if there's any questions about those, obviously, feel free to ask. As for EFP, that refers to eFinance Plus, the financial software that we've already invested in and haven't acted upon. After doing a variety of research and talking to staff, I have decided we are going to go forward and pursue going live with that software as of July 1st. This coming July 1st, it's a bit of an aggressive timeline. It will require me to be out of the office this week to train, to get the training, and then provide the training to staff. But since the investments already been made and the software is completely superior to what we're using, it just makes sense to go forward with it. So if you ever can't find me, that's where I am. But give me a message, I will always get back to you. And that's all I have for today.
May I add that I am in love with the new formats of the budget reports. They are so marvelous, so thank you.
Well, there's one more to come, but that's still a technical issue. But
I'm enjoying what we have.
All right, thank you. Moving into treasurer's recommendations to the board for approval. I need a motion to approve the increase of the CERS board contribution from 9% to 10% retroactively to July 2003.
So moved.
Second?
Here.
Good.
Is there discussion at all?
We need discussion.
Oh.
I was just putting a question. I didn't
know. Oh. I'm good because it doesn't cost us anything. This is for language only, so there's
correct.
No cost to this. This has been handled correctly. It's just to have the board approve things that need to be approved. So this is language change only.
Good?
Yeah.
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Any motion to approve the change of the following prior advances to transfers?
So moved.
Second?
Here.
Any discussion?
Nagy?
Yes.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Number three, board policy update. This is the second reading. We removed or striped everything but the student's name to our policy. Can I get a motion to approve it? Second?
Here.
Any discussion? Oh?
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes. Move 11.4, resolution to approve 270 hours of TBI services for education services in Northeast Ohio at $91.50 an hour, totaling $24,705 for the 2018-2019 school year. I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay, resolution to approve the payment of severance per negotiated contract to Steve Workman and Jackie Pettit. I need a motion.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
Who did you go with?
Ben.
Okay.
That's the name I heard was in the press.
Oh, I heard Roar over there.
I have a question.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I have a question. I wanted to make sure that this indicates that whatever funds of whatever the concept is, whatever funds these two past employees are due, they're getting everything. Sick, I mean, vacation, whatever it is, correct?
That will be the final payment to them.
Yes, there's been nothing held back from either of these employees.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Oh.
Roar?
Yes.
DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Good?
Yay.
Nagy?
Yes.
Okay, in section 12, I need a motion to approve the finance recommendations by the treasurer.
So moved.
Second?
Here.
Any discussions or questions?
No, I just love the new report form.
Noted. Thank you. Call roll.
Ben?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes. Moving to recommendations by the superintendent. Resolution to approve the retirement of Barb Crawford as Hazel Harvey preschool teacher effective on May 31st, 2019. Need a motion?
So moved with a heavy heart.
Second.
Here.
And Barb, I believe you're in audience.
I am.
How many years?
It's been a great run. I very much appreciate everyone's job. And I look around the room and I see farmer parents and I went to place tonight and I see farmer preschoolers and it was a wonderful career and I certainly hope the board continues to value early childhood education because we are the foundation of education. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would like to commend Barb's years of service personally. She has been wonderful. She's been an asset to this district and this community. And I'm sure everybody who has come in contact with Barb or been a part of her program could attest to that. So thank you, Barb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody, for the last few years. It's made my life.
I've appreciated our partnership.
Thank you for hanging around one more year just to teach Dominic.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
I have a resolution to approve the resignation of Diana Gosser, the junior senior high school guidance secretary, effective on February 2nd, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Here.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
Okay. I have a resolution to approve the resignations of the following supplemental contracts. Do you have a motion to approve that?
So here. Moved.
Second.
Here.
Any questions? Call roll.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
I need a motion to approve the employment of the following supplemental contracts listed in the agenda.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call roll.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
I have some questions about this process, so I vote nay at this time.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
Okay, moving to section 13.5, resolution to approve unpaid leave and absence for Jennifer Wolf. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Here.
Any discussion or questions? Call roll.
Nagy.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Resolution to approve unpaid leave. Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
This sort of conflicts my last vote based on this, but my understanding is this would not allow Ms. Wolf to go on the trip, so I will say yes because of that.
Roar.
Yes.
Thank you. Moving to section 13.6. Resolution to approve membership of the Meta Purchasing Cooperative. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Here.
Any discussion?
Just so we understand, under this, Meta is a large purchasing co-op, and you're able to move through a bidding process similar. We have a freezer that's down in CIS. We are getting bids for that. Meta has already gotten qualified state bids. So we can go to there. If they're able to replace the freezer, we can move forward. We don't have to go through the bidding process. It would come through that. They do buses, everything, from lights, ceiling tiles, education materials. It is a major co-op with over 1,000 different members in there, from vans to cars to everything there like that. And so it costs us nothing to be part of it. At this point, it costs us nothing.
Any questions? Call roll.
Good.
Yay.
Nagy.
Or
yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Okay. I have a resolution to approve and support our music education department, which would designate March of 2019 as Music in Our Schools Month, focusing on the theme All Music, All People, Now. Do I have a motion?
So,
do I have a second?
Second.
Questions? Call roll.
Nagy.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yay.
And I have another resolution to support our art department, and we designate March 2019 as Youth Art Month, focusing on the theme, Your Art, Your Story Now. Do you have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any questions?
I have. No, I think it's great.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, moving 14. I need a motion to recess for executive session. Second?
Second.
Ben? We're going to executive session for purposes 1 and 2 under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Thank you, 701. Believe we'll be turning the vote, so I wouldn't hang around in that cafeteria. You want to? Go for it.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Maggie.
Yes.
Laura.
Yes.
Meeting convened at
I propose that Bernadette Rohr keeps it all. Do I have a second?
We're in executive session. Did not even
we actually just came out, Mrs. Rohr.
Okay, good idea.
I have a motion by Linda. Need a second?
Second.
Go.
Ben.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Maggie.
Yes.
Rohr.
Yes. DeAngelis. You know, when you guys switch positions, you're still in alpha order. So I guess we're not really changing seats either. Unless everybody, we should all just change seats.
Good. All right, move to adjourn. Second?
Yes.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Just come back in first.
Oh, okay.
Everybody out there, come.
Fine.
Okay,
15.
Good.
Yeah.
Maggie.
Yes.
Roar.
Yes.
DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ben. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.